Nigeria has recently seen the introduction of global phone systems in the country by two mobile phone companies. Some analysts say this could launch a telecommunications revolution in Africa. But many Nigerians will be satisfied if the new mobile phones simply end the long monopoly of Nigeria's notoriously incompetent public phone company. NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
Pick up a phone in Nigeria and you'll often hear this.
Calls are not currently being connected to this number. Thank you.
It's the message Nitel, Nigeria's public telephone utility, sends out when it cuts your telephone line without any warning. It's been played much more frequently in recent weeks as Nitel has cut almost 10% of the country's telephones in a drive to collect unpaid phone bills. The lines have gone dead at police stations, at the Red Cross, the Federal Ministry of Information, and even the studio of a call-in TV chat show, forcing one on-air host to perform a long and uncomfortable monologue. At a busy Nitel office in Lagos, businessman Precious Ofwonu says Nitel phone lines only work some 20 days out of the month.
Yeah, it works, and not all the time, like it works and goes off. You know, it could work maybe 20 days in a month. And you use the remaining 10 days to chase the Nitel people around to come and put it right.
Ofwonu is talking about his brother's phone, not his own. Ofwonu applied for his own Nitel line 3 years ago, and he's still waiting. Nitel has only been able to provide some 450,000 phone lines for a country of more than 112 million people, putting the telephone per capita ratio in Nigeria far behind the average for the developing world. Pat Utomi of the Lagos Business School says the Nitel phone monopoly has provided terrible service at what may be the world's most expensive rates.
You have options. You can either decide that the people are so incompetent they don't realize that it's happening and that's not the case, or you can come to the conclusion that there is a significant amount of abuse in the system, which has basically hobbled the system and kept it from growing.
The Nitel phone system has long been used by Nigerian financial fraud gangs who've made hundreds of millions of dollars off of gullible victims around the world. Authorities say these rackets are only possible with the help of corrupt Nitel employees. The fraudsters poach other people's phone lines to send faxes around the globe, all promising easy money for a small fee. They use the same bait when they intercept incoming calls from overseas. Less than 0.4% of Nigeria's population has phones, which means that much of the country relies on hand-delivered messages for the most simple conversations. Dan Peters, a real estate agent in Lagos, says Nigeria's mobile phone revolution is long overdue, since cheap mobile phones have already been available for years in neighboring West African countries.
But we're all looking forward to GSM, thinking it's going to be the solution, you know, panacea to all these communication problems we'll be having with Nitel.
Many Nigerians are calling the two mobile phone companies that began operations this week a godsend. In fact, at the inaugural ceremony of one of the companies, a pastor prayed, "God, lift this darkness of communications that has fallen over Nigeria, and our nation will be taken to the forefront of Africa." The mobile phone companies plan to double the number of phones available to Nigerians over the next year. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Lagos.